It says a $10 minimum bid, but I don't think that matters anymore because there's a bid on everything. $3 minimum increase. So, E is closed. So, while they're figuring out the winners of the E board, S1 is a large gift basket from Park Manor. That currently is at a $35 bid. S2 is a one-night stay for two at the Lake of the Torches. Might be great for date night. That is currently at a bid of $75. S3 is a framed print titled Generations of Service by Kevin Daniel. The current bid on that is $50. S4 is a double queen room with play and a meal at Seven Winds Casino. That is a $140 value. The current bid is $100. S5 is the autographed pack shoe by the Packers, donated by the Trade Post. Current bid on that is $53. S6 is a $100 gift certificate to Redmond and Jelena. The current bid on that is $50. S7 is a Milwaukee hole saw kit donated by Napa, and that is a $43 bid. S8 is a framed print titled The Grouse by Jerry Gottemus, donated by State Farm. It's a $140 value. The current bid is at $70. Now, I'm going to pause reading off the current bids on the S-board, and I'm going to give the microphone to Gray, who's going to tell us our winners of the E-board.
All right, all bids that I'm about to read are for the closed E-board. So E1, bowling party gift card from the Lanes, $40 value, $30 bid to Pat. E2, child and senior admission to Park Theater with popcorn and soda, $13.75 value, $9 bid to M. Smith. E3, 16-ounce Bigfoot barbecue sauce from Bigfoot barbecue sauce, $10 value, $7 bid to Carol. E4, BOGO Free Friday Fish Fry to Country Cafe, $14 value, $11 bid to Juanita. E5, $25 gift certificate to Ridge Runners, $16 bid to Pat. E6, haircut by Bob from Arts Barbering and Styling, $18 value, $9 bid to Mark. E7, breakfast sandwich from McDonald's, $4.50 value, $1 bid to Barb. She cleaned up on those breakfast sandwiches, except for this one, another breakfast sandwich. E8, $4.50, $2 bid to G. Luma. E9, $39.99 value on a Black & Decker 16-inch hedge trimmer from Park Falls Building Supply. That $40 value, $10 bid to Al. E10, gift certificate to Sherry's Pub & Grub, $25 value, $27 bid to Mark. E11, gift certificate to Broca's Reeves, $10 value, $4 bid to M. Smith. E12, gift certificate to Anna's House of Hair, $10 value, $2 bid to Michelle Smith. E13, Shaw Floors mop kit from AC Carpet, $49.99 value, $10 bid to, Aubuchon. E14, gift certificate to Mary Cassidy's, $10 value, $1 bid to Barb. Barb with some really smart buys here. E15, Lake Superior Thermal Cup from Park Pharmacy, $17.99 value, $3 bid to Kathleen Johnson. E16, gift certificate to Park Falls Family Restaurant, $10 value, $6 bid to Pat. Takes that. E17, 2 ounces of goat milk lotion from Park Pharmacy, $4.25 value. Looks like an $11 bid from C. Wedding. $1 bid, excuse me. I like to think I know how to read, but I prove myself wrong once in a while. E18, gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines, $50 value, $45 bid to Terry Renault. E19, iFish Pro 2.0 tip-up from St. Croix, $63 value, $50 bid from Brandon. E20, 1 pound of thrift drain cleaner from Smart's Plumbing, $12.95 value, $5 bid to Greg B. E21, gift certificate to Signature Sign and Graphics, $50 value, $11 bid from C. Koshak. Took that one. E22, a gift certificate to the Birches Resort, $40 value, $20 bid from Dave. E23, sore winter body massager, from Park Pharmacy, $12.95 value, $10 bid to Becky Brown. E24, framed print called Reflections by Jim Hansel from H&R Block, $80 value, $35 bid to C. Wedding. E25, a gift box from Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in Park Falls, $10 value, $10 bid again to Kathleen Johnson. E26, 2 canoe and shuttle to Dead Man's from Oxbow Resort, $65 value, $15 bid from Bo. E27, 1 liter of Mr. Boston Amaretto from the Grove, $15 value, $10 bid to Bob G. E28, a gift certificate from Chico's North of the Border over in Springstead, shout out to Yamina, $35 value, looks like a $14 bid to O. Stewart. Took that one, congratulations to you. E29, a premier ice combo, ice fishing set from St. Croix, $44 value, on a $35 bid to Gail Brown, E30, a gift card to Super One, $20 value, $20 bid to NC. Shout out to NC for taking a lot of these at value, getting great donations into the Park Falls Lions Club. E31, oil change from John's Auto Works, $60 value, $27 bid to Joe OSK, I believe. E32, gift certificate from Flambeau View Greenhouse, $25 value, $19 bid to Michelle Smith. E33, fish and tiger shrimp dinner to MT Pockets, $20 value, $11 bid, again to M. Smith. And another to M. Smith here from MT Pockets, a six-piece large wing dinner. E34 is the designation, $16 is the value, $10 was the winning bid. E35, gift certificate to Vichy's Bar, $25 value, $11 bid, again to Joe OSK. And finally, 5 pounds of trout to Coolidge Springs, number E36, had a $30 value and was taken by O. Stewart on a $16 bid. There's no one standing within take the microphone distance. I believe Mr. Eric was at about S8 or so on the S board, which closes at 4:30. We got about 25 minutes left on that S board. All of these bids require a $3 minimum increase. Of course, what I'm talking about is the Park Falls Lions Club radio auction here on 98Q Country. One board left. That looks like about 31 items for you to bid on. You can do so by calling any of the following phone numbers, 715-661-0540, 715-661-0051, and 612-308-9201, as well as 715-762-3032. We've got plenty of time on the S board, so I'll start it at the top. S1 is a large gift basket from Park Manor. That's $120 value, currently only a $35 bid. S2, one night stay for two at Lake of the Torches Resort, $100 value, $75 bid currently. These are all open items, folks. Feel free to call and up these numbers by at least $3. S3, a framed print, Generations of Service by Kevin Daniel, $150 value, donated by H&R Block, sitting only at $50 right now. Dave might steal that one for a great price. S4, double queen room with play and meal at Seven Winds Casino. That's a double queen room stay with play at the casino and a meal. $140 value, Seven Winds in Hayward. That's a $100 bid currently. S5, Packer autographed shoe, which is to say a cleat, a team autographed cleat from the early 20-teens or so. I saw Devon House on there. John Kuhn is there. Randall Cobb is there. Tom Crabtree, Andrew Corliss. A lot of key Aaron Rodgers era Packers has signed that, as well as Coach Winston Moss. That's a $70 value donated by the Trade Post. Only $53 is the bid. S6, a gift certificate to Redmond Jelinas Eye Care, $100 value, $50 bid currently. S7, a Milwaukee Hole saw kit donated by Napa, $111 value. That's currently at a $50 bid. S8, framed print titled Grouse. It is a beautiful print of a grouse by Jerry Gattamus, donated by State Farm Insurance. $140 value, currently only at a $70 bid. S9, 2024 Silver Eagle in the case, donated by Northern State Bank. That's 0.999 pure silver, a troy ounce, if I'm not mistaken. $65 value, currently bid at $55. S10, a gift basket donated by Associated Bank. $98 value, only on a $13 bid. S11, certificate for $100 off taxidermy work from Wildwoods Taxidermy. That's a $100 value at $10 currently. We've just gotten an update on S8, the frame print grouse by Jerry Gattamus. $140 value, now at a $73 bid. S12, a gift basket with a vacuum sealer donated by Forward Bank. $130 value, $35 bid. You're listening to 98Q Country here at the Park Falls Radio Auction at the Legion Hall in Park Falls. The Park Falls Lions have been heading it up. Eric has been absolutely holding it down on the microphone. We've heard from Big G a couple times. We're going, this board that I'm talking about closes at 4:30, so a little over 20 minutes left on this particular board. S14, we've got a lodging certificate to AmeriView Inn, $101 value, currently on only a $10 bid. We're about halfway through this read of the S board. If you'd like to up any of these bids, you must do so by at least $3 increase. You can do so by calling any of the following phone numbers, 715-661-0540, 715-661-0051, 612-308-9201, or 715-762-3032. Big shout out to all the cash donations from local area businesses, Midwest Hardwoods, Winterwoods, Price Electric Co-op, Restore You, Furman Insurance Agency, North Lakes Community Clinic, Also, Richter Law Office, LLC, Boyd's Mason Lake Resort, Lees and Pinsel Kessinger Dental, and Hammerstrom Auto Body, LLC. I'm going to hand the microphone back off to the very relaxed Eric Brown in all the proper ways. He'll pick it up, I'm guessing, with S15, but hey, it's not my microphone anymore. You do what you like, sir.
Thanks, Gray. And we are down in the final 20 minutes here at the Park Falls Lions Club Radio Auction. And we are on the S-Board. As you, we said earlier, every increase bid needs to be $3 minimum. S15 was the two-night stay at the Thunder Lodge. Cannot be between June and August. The current bid on that is $60. S16 is the Black & Decker 20-volt cordless sweeper. It's a $99 value. It donated by Park Falls Building Supply. Current bid is $30. S17 is the one-year subscription to Price County Review. Current bid on that is $33. S18 is the flooring certificate from Four Seasons Flooring. It's a $150 value. Current bid, $10. S19 is a Milwaukee M12 Access heated jacket, women's extra large. It's donated by Night & Day Construction. That is a $245 value. Current bid on that is $110. S20 is a Polar Fire hard tackle case donated by Park Falls Building Supply. Current bid on that is $40. S21 is a $100 Super One gift card donated by Tom Miller Electric. Current bid on that is $85. S22 is a framed print titled Above the Storm by Pat McManus. It is a $395 value, and the current bid on that is $75. Ooh, S10, the gift basket from Associated Bank, just new bid of $19. Okay, back to S23. The gift basket from Patchouli Garden has a $120 value. Current bid is $48. S24 is a 22-inch orange and green wall sunflower donated by Sig's Trees. It's a $75 value. Current bid, $20. S25 is a $50 Super One gift card donated by Dave Zesh Trucking. Current bid on that is $41. S26 is a 2-in-1 12-volt lithium drill driver set donated by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's a $60 value. Current bid is $15. S27 is a framed print of Eagle's Nesting. It is by Michael Sive and donated by H&R Block. It's a $129 value. Current bid, $60. S28 is a Black & Decker 20-volt lithium trimmer donated by Park Falls Building Supply. Current bid is $10. Ooh, S8 has a new bid. The frame print titled Grouse by Jaron Gudmus is $80. And the framed Nesting Eagle print by Michael Sieve is now at $65. S29 is the one-year subscription to the Price County Review. Current bid on that is $40. S30 is the 2x5 oval area rug donated by Schwamigan Home Furnishings. Current bid on that is $27. S31. This is the vintage Lakeland suede and wool heavy men's coat, size 44. The current, that is a $200 value, and the current bid on that is $20. Holy cow. S23, the gift pass from Patchouli Garden, just had a new bid on it. The bid on S23, the Patchouli Garden gift basket is now $52. And S10, the gift basket from Associated Bank, current bid is now $22. So, starting back over at the top, S1, the gift basket is it's a $120 gift basket from Park Manor. Current bid on that is $35. Oh, the S30, the 2x5 oval area rug from Schwamigan Home Furnishings, is now at $30. S2, the one-night stay for two, Lake of the Torches. Current bid on that is $75. S3, the frame print titled Generations of Service by Kevin Daniel, donated by H&R Block. The current bid on that is $50. S4, which is the double queen room with play, and meal from the Seven Winds Casino is current bid $100. S23, the gift pass from Patchouli Garden, just had a new bid of $60. S5, the Packer autograph shoe donated by the Trade Post, current bid is $53. S6, the gift certificate from Redmond Gelina, value of $100, current bid is $50. S7, the Milwaukee hole socket donated by Napa, current bid is $60. S8, the framed print titled Gross by Jerry Gottemus, donated by State Farm Insurance, current bid is $80. S9, the 2024 Silver Eagle coin with case, donated by the Northern State Bank, current bid is $55. S10, the gift basket from Associated Bank, current bid is $22. And there's a new bid on the S17 subscription to Price Counter Review, and the new current bid is $36 on that. And I was just given the reminder that we have 15 minutes left, just 15 minutes left to make your bids on the S board. Okay, back to S11, the $100 off taxidermy work by Wildwoods Taxidermy. Current bid on that is $15. S12, the gift basket with vacuum sealer from Forward State Bank is $35. Oh, and the Oval Rug just had a new bid. The new bid on the Oval Rug S30 is now at $33. Back to the gift basket with the vacuum sealer. Current bid on that is $35. S13, the porch swing. I stand corrected. The gift basket with the vacuum sealer now is at $38. S13, the porch swing with hardware from Park Falls True Value. Value of $246. Current bid is $65. S14, the $101 lodging certificate from Ameriview Inn is currently at $10. S15, the two-night stay at the Thunderhead Lodge. Current bid is $60. S16, the Black & Decker 20-volt cordless sweeper donated by Park Falls Building Supply. Current bid is $30. S17 is a one-year combo subscription to the Price County Review. Current bid on that is $36. We just had a new bid on the Patchouli Garden gift basket. The new bid on the S23 Patchouli Garden gift basket is now $70. Back to S18, the flooring gift certificate from Four Seasons Flooring. That's $150 value. Current bid is still at $10. That's one heck of a deal. Patchouli Garden gift basket, S23, is now at $75. And I lost my place. Okay, we are at S18, the flooring certificate from Four Seasons, $150 value. That's at $10. S17 just got a new bid. That's the one-year subscription to the Price County Review. That's now at $39. S19 is the Milwaukee M12 Access Heated Jacket Women's Extra Large, donated by Night and Day Construction. That is at $110. S20 is the Polar Fire Hard Tackle Case, donated by the Park Falls Building Supply. Current bid is $40. S21, the $100 gift card for Super One, donated by Tom Miller Electric, is at $85. S22, the framed print titled Above the Storm by Pat McManus, has a $395 value. That bid is at $75. As I said just moments ago, the S23 gift basket from Patchouli Garden, that bid is at $75. S24 is a 22-inch orange and green wall sunflower donated by Six Trees. That's a $75 value, current bid $20. And we have a new bid on S30, which is that oval rug. That oval rug is now at $35. And we have a new bid at the S17, the one-year combo subscription to the Price County Review. That is at $42. Okay, so I'm sorry, I was at S24, the 22-inch orange and green sunflower, wall sunflower from Six Trees. That is at $20. The $50 Super One gift card from Dave's S Trucking is at $41. S26, the 2-in-1 12-volt lithium drill / driver set from O'Reilly Auto Parts is at $15. We are at 11 minutes left, everybody. S27, Framed nesting eagle print by Michael Steve, $129 value. That is at $65. S28, the Black & Decker 20-volt lithium trimmer, donated by Park Falls Building Supply, $90 value, currently at $10. S29, a one-year combo subscription for the price card review. That one is at $40. S30, as I had just said, the oval rug, donated by Shawamigan Home Furnishings at $35. And S31, that vintage Lakeland suede and wool heavy men's coat, size 44, is at $20. And we've had two new bids coming in. The oval rug is now at $40, and the 2-in-1 lithium driver set, donated by O'Reilly Parts, is now at $20. Oh, now people are getting fun with their bidding. They're getting excited now. We have 9 minutes left. 9 minutes left, and then it's all over and all she wrote. I want to take this time again to thank all of our local businesses that donated to items for this auction to make it possible. I want to thank the Legion Hall for hosting us again this year. They do such a great job, and they take care of us so well. And I want to thank our cash donors: Midwest Hardwoods, Winterwoods, Price County Electric Co-op, Restore You, Furman Insurance Agency, North Lakes Community Clinic, Richter Law Office LLC, Boys Mason Lake Resort, Lease and Pinsel Kessinger Dental, and Hammerstrom Auto Body LLC. We just had two more new bids come in. S17, the Price County Review subscription, is now at $42. That's S17. S21 is the $100 Super One gift card donated by Tom Miller Electric. That bid is now at $100. We are now at 8 minutes left. 8 minutes. So keep on calling in. Again, if you wonder, where is your money going? Your money that you are donating us is to help us with our local service projects. We fund the Lions Bark Park just east of town. We do vision screens at the Park Falls Elementary School. We provide fall gift bags to the elderly. We have various parks and recreation improvement projects all around town. Most recently, we redid some of the bleachers out at the T-ball fields out by the industrial park, and we did we built the dugouts at the softball fields, and we cleaned up the lake banks, the river banks there in Hines Park. We collect used glasses and hearing aids for redistribution. We provide scholarships at the school, and we donate to many local charities. At the state level impact, we transport eye tissue around the state to get it down to Madison. We fund the Wisconsin Lions Camp in Rossville, Wisconsin. We provide funding for leader dog programs and vision loss prevention. We just had another new bid on the S17, which is the one-year combo subscription to the Price County Review. That is now at $45. We are now at 6 minutes left. 6 minutes left to make your final bids. The gift basket for Patchouli Garden, $120 value, is now at $78. All right, so back at the top again. We'll try to get through these quickly. S1 is a large gift basket from Park Manor. That is at $120 value, currently at $35 bid. And, okay. S12 just got a new bid. That would be the vacuum sealer gift basket. That is now at $45. And the lodging certificate for the Mayor View Inn, S14, is now at $13. So S2, which is the one-night stay for two at Lake of the Torches, that is a $75 bid. S3, the frame print titled Generations of Service by Kevin Daniel. That is at $50. S4, the double clean room with play and meal at the Seven Winds Casino, is currently at a $100 bid. S5, the Packer autograph shoe donated by the Trade Post, is currently at $53. We are at 5 minutes now. 5 minutes left, everybody. Remember, at 1 minute left, we will go to blind bids. S23, the Patchouli Garden gift basket, is now at $85 bid. Back to S6, the gift certificate for Redmond Angelina. It's $100 value, $50 bid. S7 is the Milwaukee Hole Saw Kit, currently at $60. S8, the frame print titled Grouse by Jerry Gottermas, donated by State Farm Insurance. The current bid is $80. S9 is the 2024 Silver Eagle coin in the case, donated by Northern State Bank. That is at $55. S10, the gift basket from Associated Bank with the hat, the thermal cup, and the bag. Current bid is $22. S11, the $100 certificate off of taxidermy work by Wildwood Taxidermy. Current bid is $15. S12, the gift basket with vacuum sealer from Florida State Bank, is at $45. We have 4 minutes left, everybody. 4 minutes left. S13, the porch swing with hardware from Park Falls True Value. $246 value. Current bid is $65. S14, the lodging certificate for $101 from AmeriView Inn. Current bid is $13. S15, the two-night stay, but it can't be in June, July, or August, from the Thunderhead Lodge, $250 value. Current bid is $60. We have a new bid on S26, the 2-in-1 lithium drill driver set. That is now at $23. S16, the Black & Decker 20-volt cordless sweeper, donated by Park Falls Building Supply, $99 value. Current bid, $33. S17 is the $108 value, one-year combo subscription to the Price County Review. Current bid on that is $45. S18, we have 3 minutes left, everybody, now 3 minutes. S18 is the flooring certificate from Four Seasons, $150 value, $10 bid. S19 is the Milwaukee Access heated jacket, women's extra large, donated by Night and Day Construction. That is a value of $245, current bid $110. S20, the Polar Fire hard tackle case, donated by the Park Falls Building Supply, current bid $40. S21, the $100 Super One gift card, donated by Tom Miller Electric, current bid $100. S22, the frame print Above the Storm by Pat McManus, $395 value, current bid $75. S28, the Black & Decker 20-volt lithium trimmer, donated by Park Falls Building Supply, new bid of $15. S23 is $120 value, Patchouli Garden gift basket. S23 is the gift basket from Patchouli Garden, $120 value, current bid $85. S24 is a 22-inch orange and green sunflower. That's $20. That's the wool jacket. Sorry. The 22 orange. All right, the 22 orange and green sunflower from Six Trees currently is $20. The $50 Super One gift card from Dave Zession Trucking is at $41. S26, the 2-in-1 12-volt lithium drill driver set from O'Reilly's is $23. S27, the frame nesting print by Michael Steve is currently at $70. The S28, the Black & Decker 20-volt lithium trimmer by Park Falls Building Supply is at $15. S29, the one-year combo subscription to the Price County Review is at $40. S30, the oval rug is at $45. S31, the vintage Lakeland suede heavy wool jacket, size 44, is at $40. And now, final bids. 1 minute left. Blind bids. We are now taking the blind bids for the final minute for the S-Board. And with that, I am going to turn over the radio microphone to our friend Gray to read off the winners. Here you go, Gray.
All right. This one, folks, had a lot of last-minute bids, so I'm just going to take a bit of a pause here while we let the whole crew sort this out. I just wanted to thank the Park Falls Lions Club for allowing 98Q Country to be here. Make no mistake, that's how it worked on this one, folks. The Park Falls Lions Club generously allowed 98Q Country to be here broadcasting live, which is one of our opportunities to support one of the most worthy organizations in the county, let alone the town. You guys know the Lions. You know how they work. You see them everywhere at all the fun and happy things. That's what the Lions do. Check them out. Check out their Facebook pages. I'm just going through here. We're watching a lot of fresh bids come up. Expect a lot of updates over what you just heard from Eric in just a moment. Looks like we maybe have about half a dozen, perhaps a dozen bids left to go up. These would all be winners. It's almost half of these items on the S board getting last-second updates. It was a flurry down here. I don't envy anybody who missed this event and wanted to be here. It was a great turnout. Thank you to everybody who donated to the event with items, with time, with effort, with cash donations from businesses such as Midwest Hardwoods, Winterwoods, Price Electric Co-op, Restore You, Furman Insurance Agency, Northlake Community Clinic, Richter Law Office LLC, Boyd's Mason Lake Resort, Lees and Pinsel Kessinger Dental, and Hammerstrom Auto Body LLC. All bids are now closed. We just finished closing the S board. The last of the final winning bids are going up. I'm going to take off here starting with S1. All right, all bids are in. All bids are closed. S1, large gift basket to Park Manor, $120 value, $40 bid for Michelle Smith. S2, one night stay for two people at Lake of the Torches, $100 value, $75 for Mark Johnson. S3, framed print, Generations of Service by Kevin Daniel, $150 value from H&R Block, $50 value for Dave? I believe that's Dave. It might be Dane. I think I see Dave here. S4, double room, double queen room with play and a meal at Seven Winds Casino Hotel, $140 value from Seven Winds, $104 bid. Congratulations, Bo. S5, Packers autographed cleat, several 20-teens era, Rodgers era Packers. Andrew Corliss I saw on there, Tom Crabtree, a couple Packers who Rodgers loved to throw to, a lot of touchdown passes there. $70 value from the trade post, taken for $53 by Rob. S6, a gift certificate to Redmond Jolinas Eye Care, $100 value, $50 bid to Austin. S7, Milwaukee Whole Saw Kit, $111 value donated by Napa, $65 bid to C. Wedding. S8, a framed print, the Grouse print by Jerry Gadamis, donated by State Farm Insurance. That's $140 value, taken for an $85 bid from C. Wedig. S9, 2024 Silver Eagle in the case from Northern State Bank. That's a $65 value, taken for $55 by Michelle. S10, a gift basket from Associated Bank, $98 value, just a $25 bid from Kathleen Johnson, who cleaned up on some great deals here. We're about to hear from her again. S11, $100 off taxidermy work from Wildwoods Taxidermy. That's an $18 bid off the $100 value, again for Kathleen Johnson. S12, the gift basket with the vacuum sealer. Forward Bank donated that. It's $130 value. Gail Brown took it for a $45 bid. These are the kinds of deals that left the boards all day here at the Park Falls Lions Club radio auction. S13, the porch swing with the hardware from Park Falls True Value. That's a $246 value, taken for just $70 by Pat. S14, the lodging certificate to AmeriView Inn, $101 value, taken by O. Stewart for just $17. S15, a two-night stay, not between June and August, at Thunderhead Lodge, $250 value, taken again by O. Stewart for $64. S16, Black & Decker 20-volt cordless sweeper, Park Falls Building Supply donated it. It's a $100 value, taken for just $43 by CR on a phone call. S17, a one-year subscription to the Price County Review from the Price County Review. $108.60 value, that combo subscription, went for $45 in the end after some furious last-minute bidding. Linda walked away with that one. S18, a flooring certificate from Four Seasons Flooring. $150 value, $10 bid took it for C. Wedig, another name on a lot of smart wins. S19, Milwaukee M12 Axis heated jacket to women's extra large, $245 value, taken by Rob over the phone for $110. S20 Polar brand Polar Fire hard tackle case from Park Falls Building Supply, $81.69 value, taken on a $40 bid by Dave. S21 $100 Super One gift card donated by Tom Miller Electric, taken for $100 by Steve Q. S22 a framed print Above the Storm by Pat McManus, donated by H&R Block. That's a $395 value, taken for just $75 by Doug Aubuchon. S23 gift basket from Patchouli Garden, $120 value, taken for $85 by P. Schmidt. S24, 22-inch orange and green sunflower carved by Sig's Trees. Shout out to you, Sig. It's a beauty. And it was that $75 value is taken by G. Luma for just $20. S25, $50 Super One gift card donated by Dave Zesh Trucking, taken by Dave for a $41 bid. S26, 2-in-1 12-volt lithium drill and driver set. O'Reilly Auto Parts donated it. It's a $60 value, and Pam took it for $23. S27, framed nesting eagle print by Michael Sieve, $129 value, donated by H&R Block, taken for $76 by C. Wettig yet again. S28, Black & Decker 20-volt lithium trimmer, Park Falls Building Supply, $90 value, $20 bid by Glenn, takes that one home. Just a few left, only the dregs remain. S29, one-year combo subscription into the Price County Review, another $108.60 value, taken for $46 by Michelle Smith. S30, 2x5 area oval-shaped rug, Schwamigan Home Furnishings donated that $120 value item, and it was taken by the Aubuchon crew for $45. Finally, the very last item, all bids are closed. S31, vintage Lakeland suede and wool, heavy men's coat, tan, size 44, $200 value. Troy is taking it home for just $40. That does it for the S board, the last board. All of the items are off the board at the Park Falls Lions Club radio auction. If you are here or nearby, swing on in, pick up the items, or starting tomorrow, I believe it was, H&R Block in Park Falls will be holding on to those. They're starting Monday, as I understand it. Again, big shout-out to the Park Falls Lions Club for allowing 98Q Country to be here broadcasting this, which is really the least we can do. I wish we could do more to spread the word about such a worthy event, such a worthy organization. I'm standing here with 98Q Country's own resident Lion, a member of the Fifield Lions Club, and a member of the whole community, Greg Griesel. Big G, here's for you.
All right, thanks, Grace. Super job. Thanks, Eric Brown there, the super job and the microphone. Yeah, and thanks to the Park Falls Lions Club for having us here, hosting this event again this year. Been the 39th annual Lions Radio Club auction here. So, and again, at the Legion Hall. If you did get successful bids, please come on up to the Legion Hall and see Mark and Ginny Luma and pay for your items. If you have items, you can't pick them up today. My understanding is they're going to be at H&R Block on Monday, so you can stop there and pick them up there. So, again, thanks to everybody that gave bids today. Thank you to all the businesses that donated to make this event a huge success again this year. So thank all our area businesses, and you heard a lot of different businesses on the radio today, and got some great items and great places to eat and overnight stays and great items from St. Croix and et cetera. So again, another successful event, and I want to say thanks for having us here at 98Q Country on behalf of Big G and Greg Gunderson. Of course, Joe Carnick was here this morning. And I'm going to turn it over to Eric Brown one more time. He's going to close out this great event. How you doing, Eric?
We're doing great. It was another great, successful radio auction. So one last time, I want to thank the Legion Hall for hosting us again for our 39th annual radio auction. I want to thank all the local businesses that donated items to actually make the auction possible. I want to thank you and Gray for helping make sure that the radio worked and we could actually put this out on the air. I want to thank our cash donators, Midwest Hardwoods, Winterwoods, Price County Electric Co-op, Restore U, Furman Insurance Agency, North Lakes Community Clinic, Richter Law Office, LLC, Boys Mason Lake Resort, Leeson Pinsel Kessinger Dental, and Hammerstrom Auto Body LLC. And most importantly, I want to thank everybody that called in or came down and visited us. and spent their money today to help fund our projects.
All great community support for any organization right here in Bryce County.
Yeah, and it really is. And then the other thing is if anybody wants to join the Lions Club, this is your invitation. Come talk to any of our members or visit our Facebook page and message us about joining. If you are a civic-minded individual that wants to give some time and energy to your community, if you're up here in Park Falls, talk to one of our Lions Club members where you'll see us out at a lot of local events. If you're in Fifield, give Big G a call. He'd be happy to talk to you about joining Lions, too.
When's your meetings at, Eric?
Our meetings are held every first Monday of the month, and we cycle between several local businesses. But if you check our Facebook page, I always make sure to post where we're meeting. When are your meetings?
Well, actually, we've got one coming up Monday night at the Outhouse Bar. So we get together, and we have a supper, and then we have a little meeting. So with that, as Lions, thank you, Eric, and thank you to the Park Falls Lions Club radio auction here. Great big success again this year. And we're going to have to close it out here, so I'm going to hand the mic over to Greg Anderson here, and we're going to do a wrap for another year here.
Thanks, Big G. Greg Anderson, the afternoon guy, 2-7 on weekdays on 98Q Country. Here this weekend, spreading the word about the Park Falls Lions Club radio auction. All bids are closed. All items have been claimed. The numbers are in. People are picking up bids on my right and socializing all over. There's still no reason to hold back. If you've got nothing going this evening, stop on down here at the Legion Hall in Park Falls. It's a great atmosphere around here. Items can be picked up this evening if you won your bid or from H&R Block starting on Monday. We're about to wrap up the broadcast, but one last huge thank you from 98Q Country and Civic Media to the Park Falls Lions Club and to the Fifield Lions Club, Big G, our resident Lion. With that, we'll send it back to the studios. More great country music, hits, classics, and Christmas music coming up next and all through the evening on 98Q Country, WCQM.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. has been in direct contact with the Syrian group designated as a terrorist organization that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. That word today from Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan.
What happens inside of Syria can have powerful consequences well beyond its borders, from mass displacement to terrorism. And we know that we can't underestimate the challenges of this moment and in the weeks and months ahead.
Blinken says the U.S. and its regional partners have agreed on a set of shared principles to support Syria during the transition. Drone sightings causing growing concern among local officials in New Jersey, and New York's governor saying, quote, this has gone too far after a drone sighting shut down Stewart Airport's runways. A person was arrested after attempting to climb temporary fencing near the White House this morning. Secret Service saying there was no impact to any protectees. The climber taken to Metro Police for processing in Washington. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue tonight for patchy areas of freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Cloudy with temps rising through the 20s. Areas of fog tomorrow morning, a cloudy sky for the afternoon, high in the mid-30s. Some flurries and snow showers for Monday. Currently 29 degrees.
My Country Station.
All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll all live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your
house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Just walk on by, 'cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely, knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but who could blame me? You're looking so fine, got me all tongue-tied, and the only line I can think to say is, hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. You hear, hey girl,
what you say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but who could blame me? You're looking so fine, got me all tongue-tied, and the only line I can think to say is, hey, girl.
nice list.
You've been a good girl.
Forget the naughty list.
You've been bad.
You want to get on our winners list. Stay tuned to grab your Christmas cash from us.
98Q Country.
Looking for someone to put the tires back in the drive. And if they don't, then I just might lose what's left of mine. Never loving mine. I'm damn near down to my last down. I'm pretty good at breaking down a heart, but picking up the pieces is the hard part. She's searching for someone who's gonna build it.
Like home for the holidays. Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and the friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home. I met a man who lived in Tennessee. He was looking for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. Now the Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore, from the Atlantic to Pacific. Oh, the season is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. Like home for the holidays. Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and the friendly game, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New details on the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Police now say the suspect didn't take a bus, he took a train to Pennsylvania. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi undergoing a hip replacement at a hospital in Luxembourg after taking a fall during a congressional trip. ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Curl.
Pelosi's office has put out a statement. They say that she is currently receiving, quote, excellent treatment from doctors and medical professionals and looks forward to returning home to the United States soon.
President-elect Trump this afternoon, including tapping former congressman from California, Devin Nunes, as a chairman of the president's intelligence advisory board. In a call today about the rash of drone sightings by the public, many in New Jersey, an FBI official says he believes there has been a slight overreaction. His words, still, he emphasized the bureau is still concerned about any drones that might have been used for nefarious purposes and is investigating any credible reports of drones. This is ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue tonight for patchy areas of freezing rain, sleet, and snow.